Chapter 7. Offerings of Princes. Now, when Moses had completed the erection of the dwelling, and had anointed and consecrated it with all its equipment, as well as the altar with all its equipment, an offering was made by the princes of Israel, who were heads of ancestral houses, the same princes of the tribes who supervised the census. The offering they brought before the Lord consisted of 6 baggage wagons and 12 oxen, that is, a wagon for every 2 princes, and an ox for every prince. These they presented as their offering before the dwelling. The Lord then said to Moses, "Accept their offering, that these things may be put to use in the service of the meeting tent. Assign them to the Levites, to each group, in proportion to its duties." So Moses accepted the wagons and oxen, and assigned them to the Levites. He gave 2 wagons and 4 oxen to the Gershonites, in proportion to their duties, and 4 wagons and 8 oxen to the Merarites, in proportion to their duties, under the supervision of Ithamar, son of Aaron the priest. He gave none to the Kohathites, because they had to carry on their shoulders the sacred objects which were their charge. For the dedication of the altar also, the princes brought offerings before the altar on the day it was anointed. But the Lord said to Moses, "Let one prince a day present his offering for the dedication of the altar." The one who presented his offering on the first day was Nashon, son of Amminadab, prince of the tribe of Judah. His offering consisted of 1 silver plate, weighing 130 shekels, according to the sanctuary standard, and 1 silver basin, weighing 70 shekels, both filled with fine flour mixed with oil, for a cereal offering. 1 gold cup of 10 shekels weight, filled with incense. 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 1 yearling lamb for a holocaust. 1 goat for a sin offering, and 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 goats, and 5 yearling lambs for a peace offering. This was the offering of Nashon, son of Amminadab. On the second day, Nethanel, son of Zuar, prince of Issachar, made his offering. He presented as his offering 1 silver plate, weighing 130 shekels, according to the sanctuary standard, and 1 silver basin, weighing 70 shekels, both filled with fine flour mixed with oil for a cereal offering. 1 gold cup of 10 shekels weight, filled with incense. 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 1 yearling lamb for a holocaust. 1 goat for a sin offering, and 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 goats, and 5 yearling lambs for a peace offering. This was the offering of Nethanel, son of Zuar. On the third day, it was the turn of Eliab, son of Helon, prince of the Zebulunites. His offering consisted of 1 silver plate, weighing 130 shekels, according to the sanctuary standard, and 1 silver basin, weighing 70 shekels, both filled with fine flour mixed with oil for a cereal offering. 1 gold cup of 10 shekels weight, filled with incense. 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 1 yearling lamb for a holocaust. 1 goat for a sin offering, and 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 goats, and 5 yearling lambs for a peace offering. This was the offering of Eliab, son of Helon. On the fourth day, it was the turn of Elizur, son of Shedeur, prince of the Reubenites. His offering consisted of 1 silver plate, weighing 130 shekels according to the sanctuary standard, and 1 silver basin, weighing 70 shekels, both filled with fine flour mixed with oil for a cereal offering. 1 gold cup of 10 shekels weight, filled with incense. 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 1 yearling lamb for a holocaust. 1 goat for a sin offering, and 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 goats, and 5 yearling lambs for a peace offering. This was the offering of Elizur, son of Shedeur. On the fifth day, it was the turn of Shelumiel, son of Zurishaddai, prince of the Simeonites. His offering consisted of 1 silver plate, weighing 130 shekels, according to the sanctuary standard, and 1 silver basin weighing 70 shekels, both filled with fine flour mixed with oil for a cereal offering. 1 gold cup of 10 shekels weight, filled with incense. 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 1 yearling lamb for a holocaust. 1 goat for a sin offering, and 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 goats, and 5 yearling lambs for a peace offering. This was the offering of Shelumiel, son of Zurishaddai. On the sixth day, it was the turn of Eliasaph, son of Ruel, prince of the Gadites. His offering consisted of one silver plate weighing 130 shekels, according to the sanctuary standard, and one silver basin weighing 70 shekels, both filled with fine flour, mixed with oil for a cereal offering. One gold cup of 10 shekels weight filled with incense, one young bull, one ram, and one yearling lamb for a holocaust, one goat for a sin offering, and two oxen, five rams, five goats, and five yearling lambs for a peace offering. This was the offering of Eliasaph, son of Ruel. On the seventh day, it was the turn of Elishama, son of Ammihud, prince of the Ephraimites. His offering consisted of one silver plate weighing 130 shekels, according to the sanctuary standard, and one silver basin weighing 70 shekels, both filled with fine flour mixed with oil for a cereal offering, one gold cup of 10 shekels weight, filled with incense, one young bull, one ram, and one yearling lamb for a holocaust, one goat for a sin offering, and two oxen, five rams, five goats, and five yearling lambs for a peace offering. This was the offering of Elishama, son of Ammihud. On the eighth day, it was the turn of Gamaliel, son of Pedazur, prince of the Manassehites. His offering consisted of one silver plate weighing 130 shekels, according to the sanctuary standard, and one silver basin weighing 70 shekels, both filled with fine flour mixed with oil for a cereal offering, one gold cup of 10 shekels weight filled with incense, one young bull, one ram, and one yearling lamb for a holocaust, one goat for a sin offering, and two oxen, five rams, five goats, and five yearling lambs for a peace offering. This was the offering of Gamaliel, son of Pedazur. On the ninth day, it was the turn of Abidan, son of Gideoni, prince of the Benjaminites. His offering consisted of one silver plate weighing 130 shekels, according to the sanctuary standard, and one silver basin weighing 70 shekels, both filled with fine flour mixed with oil for a cereal offering, one gold cup of 10 shekels weight filled with incense, one young bull, one ram, and one yearling lamb for a holocaust, one goat for a sin offering, and two oxen, five rams, five goats, and five yearling lambs for a peace offering. This was the offering of Abidan, son of Gideoni. On the tenth day, it was the turn of Ahiezer, son of Amishadai, prince of the Danites. His offering consisted of one silver plate weighing 130 shekels, according to the sanctuary standard, and one silver basin weighing 70 shekels, both filled with fine flour mixed with oil for a cereal offering, one gold cup of 10 shekels weight filled with incense, one young bull, one ram, and one yearling lamb for a holocaust, one goat for a sin offering, and two oxen, five rams, five goats, and five yearling lambs for a peace offering. This was the offering of Ahiezer, son of Amishadai. On the 11th day, it was the turn of Pagiel, son of Ochran, prince of the Asherites. His offering consisted of one silver plate weighing 130 shekels, according to the sanctuary standard, and one silver basin weighing 70 shekels, both filled with fine flour mixed with oil for a cereal offering, one gold cup of 10 shekels weight filled with incense, one young bull, one ram, and one yearling lamb for a holocaust, one goat for a sin offering, and two oxen, five rams, five goats, and five yearling lambs for a peace offering. This was the offering of Pagiel, son of Ochran. On the 12th day, it was the turn of Ahira, son of Enan, prince of the Naphtalites. His offering consisted of one silver plate, weighing 130 shekels according to the sanctuary standard, and one silver basin weighing 70 shekels, both filled with fine flour mixed with oil for a cereal offering, one gold cup of 10 shekels weight filled with incense, one young bull, one ram, and one yearling lamb for a holocaust, one goat for a sin offering, and two oxen, five rams, five goats, and five yearling lambs for a peace offering. This was the offering of Ahira, son of Enan. These were the offerings for the dedication of the altar given by the princes of Israel on the occasion of its anointing: 12 silver plates, 12 silver basins, and 12 gold cups, each silver plate, weighed 130 shekels, and each silver basin 70, so that all the silver of these vessels amounted to 2,400 shekels, according to the sanctuary standard. The 12 gold cups that were filled with incense weighed 10 shekels apiece, according to the sanctuary standard, so that all the gold of the cups amounted to 120 shekels. The animals for the holocausts were, in all, 12 young bulls, 12 rams, and 12 yearling lambs with their cereal offerings. Those for the sin offerings were 12 goats. The animals for the peace offerings were, in all, 24 oxen, 60 rams, 60 goats, and 60 yearling lambs. These, then, were the offerings for the dedication of the altar after it was anointed. The voice. When Moses entered the meeting tent to speak with him, he heard the voice addressing him from above the propitiatory on the Ark of the Commandments, from between the two cherubim, and it spoke to him.